This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian military will begin the final phase of an offensive in the rebellious northern Tigray region, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Thursday. The announcement comes hours after an ultimatum for local forces to surrender expired, and the prime minister told civilians to stay home and disarm. The government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, 72 hours on Sunday to lay down their arms or face an assault on Mekele, the regional capital of 500,000 people. Rights groups raise concerns for civilians caught up in military operations in which thousands are already believed to have died since fighting began on November 4th. And nearly 43,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled over the border to Sudan, though the flow has dropped from many thousands per day to several hundred in the past few days, according to data from the UN Refugee Agency. And the business deal signings began between Israelis and citizens of the UAE. The two nations normalized diplomatic relations earlier this year. Abu Dhabi-based Al Dara Agricultural Company and Israel's Watergen have signed a strategic partnership in the field of water security. This is what the UAE news agency WAM said on Thursday. The agreement aims to build a strategic partnership between the two sides to provide water from the air and add a renewable source of clean water suitable for human and agricultural consumption. That's what the news agency is reporting. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a message of condolence to Bahrain's king on the death of former Prime Minister Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa this month. Bahrain's state news agency is reporting this. This is VOA News. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates. This is according to family sources and a party statement early on Thursday. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Umma Party was one of the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even after Bashir was toppled in 1989. South Africa is mourning lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began Wednesday, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning out of respect for those who have died. He also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days until November 29th. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out of a hospital in one of the most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. The field hospital operates in the Petare neighborhood and is considered one of the best equipped to treat COVID-19 patients. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards, and restrictions force them to shut down its operations. Doctors Without Borders said it will maintain some programs at the hospital and at the 39 other projects it supports throughout the country. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 cases in Venezuela and 876 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University, which tracks the virus worldwide. This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will take place, but without the crowds of people lining the parade route because of the coronavirus pandemic. Spectators of the annual event, which is on Thanksgiving Day, will have to view the parade on television. Macy's also plans to restrict the parade to its storefront on 34th Street in New York City, cutting out its signature 4-kilometer route. Also this year, high school and college marching bands will be absent. Program lineups involving musical performances, balloons, floats, and an appearance by Santa Claus will not change. For more on these and other news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.